When you've got a job to do, reach for something good to chew. Chewing helps you stand the pace, anytime and any place. So,
hi-ho, hey-hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Work goes faster, smoother too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. It's good to sink your teeth into Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. That lively flavor freshens your mouth, and the good chewing helps make the job go smoother and faster. Enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum every day, as millions do.
Hello, this is Ed McMahon, your host for Monitor, the best sound around to enjoy at home or take along in your car. In about 6 minutes on Monitor Outdoors, Kurt Gowdy with some tips for fishermen on trolling. Don't know much about that myself, but I once knew a troll lived in a cage. No, strike that, friends. I never did know a troll, much less one who played baseball. And it's baseball and all the late sports news I'll have for you in about 15 minutes. Right now, Monitor Comedy Time presents Mike Nichols and Elaine May. Brought to you by Autolite. Fine quality products for all cars. You're always right with Autolite. The Adventures of Dick Tracy. Willie Start and his desperados have kidnapped Nell Little. We join Dick and his partner Sam Catchum as they speed to pay the ransom.
We'll meet Willie Start in the middle of the desert, Sam, just this side of the border.
A perfect place for that dirty guy to get away clean, Tracy.
Don't worry, Sam. I have a few tricks up my sleeve. Courtesy of Autolite.
Later in the searing heat of Deceased Valley, Tracy stalls for time, and then...
Thanks for the 100 G's, Tracy. Now me and the boys will cross over the border into Mexico and...
His battery's dead. Now, Sam.
And when the smoke clears...
Chief, Tracy calling. The girl and the money are safe. Willie Start's ordinary car battery didn't have the triple liquid reserve of my Autolite Stay Full. So I waited until his battery cooked itself to death under this hot sun.
You're a patient man, Tracy.
I know, Chief. I haven't had a raise in 10 years.
As Dick says, you're always right with Autolite.
And here they are, Nichols and May.
Edith?
Yes?
Oh, it is you.
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't sure. Oh, I didn't recognize you. How are you, Edith?
I'm all right. How are you?
fine. What? Can I sit down for a minute?
Sure.
What's happened, dear?
What do you mean?
Well, you look so different. Have you... You've lost a lot of weight, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. I lost about 25 pounds.
Oh, Edith, I'm so sorry. What happened? You were sick?
I went on a diet, you know.
Oh, you dieted?
Yeah. I weigh about 175, 180 pounds with a very small frame. So I just said to myself, Edith, you're just going to go on a diet and then lose weight. So I went up to a doctor, and he was very firm with me, and he... put me on a diet, and I stuck to it. I've been down this way now for a couple of months. That's why I didn't realize I probably look much different to you.
Oh, yes, you do.
Oh, it was murder. I tell you, I literally thought if I saw one more bowl of cottage cheese, I would run screaming into the night.
Oh, how brave you were. What were the medical reasons for losing the weight?
I was fat. I was very fat.
Well, you wanted to lose it.
I'm only about 5 foot one or two, and I weighed 175 pounds.
Yeah.
You know, I wore a size about 22 and a half.
Oh,
half, very
must
hard to
have
get.
Been awful. Well, are you very weak now?
No, I feel wonderful, you know, because I used to, as my doctor told me, I was carrying around quite a load,
yeah.
You know, of fat.
Well, Edith, look, let me tell you, if there's anything Phyllis and I can do, let us know, please, because I'm very concerned about you.
Don't I look all right?
Oh, yes. Under the circumstances, you look remarkable.
I mean, but don't I look bad? I mean, my waist is noticeable now.
Oh, you're much thinner.
See, I was perfectly straight up and down.
You're much thinner.
Gee, it bothered me.
But, darling, please call Phyllis and get together with her. Maybe she can, I don't know. And if there's anything we can do, you let us know.
I sure will. And you look great, by the way.
Thank you. I've gained 100 pounds.
Nichols and May, in fine satirical form as usual. Hear them again later. They're Monitor regulars. Speaking of which, here's a good friend.
What are you doing next Saturday night, anybody? How about joining me here on Monitor? I'm Henry Morgan. I'll be your host on Saturday Night Monitor beginning Saturday next. Never thought of me as a host, huh? Well, do. Think Henry. Think host. Think charming. Think Henry Morgan. Charming host. On Monitor.
I'll do that, Henry. And furthermore, welcome to the group from all of us on the Monitor Beacon.
Listen to Big Wilson, WNBC's Good Humor Man, mornings from 5 to 9 on WNBC AM and FM, New York. Everybody has a different business. The business of 40-plus of New York is to place executives over 40 in new positions where the employer is looking for and demanding experience. They have been doing this and just this for 26 years and have hit the jackpot some 6,000 times without a complaint upon the part of management. Theirs is a non-profit cooperative organization instituted to help the employer. All Mr. Employer has to do is to call Jim Wilson at 40 Plus of New York, Beekman 36086, or write him at 15 Park Row, New York City. Your executive problem could be solved by nightfall. If you are really in a rush for executive help, why not drop in and talk over your requirements with him? Jim Wilson at 15 Park Row, New York City. Phone Beekman 36086.
I am inviting you to join us for Monitor Outdoors, presented by Mercury Outboard Motors and Zebco Outdoor Sports Products.
Sportsmen, this is Kurt Gowdy. I'll be back in just a moment with a discussion of the most effective technique known to angling science.
This is Lake X, Florida, world's toughest marine proving ground. Here's where we test Mercury outboard motors. Hang on, I'll show you around. Three shifts of test drivers run Mercury's day and night at every speed, from full throttle to trolling. We're taking this new Merc 1100 through sawgrass and water hyacinths to try and clog the cooling system. Other drivers hit sandbars at top speed to test mercury shocks and lower unit. In Sarasota, Florida, we run Mercs through a test program that's just as tough, only in salt water. It's all part of Mercury's continuing test program, toughest in the industry, designed to make the Mercury you buy the most dependable outboard in the world. For dependability plus performance, see the 66 Mercuries at your Mercury dealer.
Once again, Kurt Gowdy.
trolling is considered one of the most efficient of all fishing methods. This is the way to take big black marlin and sailfish. The world's record rainbow trout was caught on a trolled lure. So was the world's record smallmouth bass, and it's a known fact that this is a deadly way to take muskie. Actually, trolling is a far more widespread practice than most of us imagine. But don't waste too much time in the process. If they don't produce any action, crank up the outboard. So try trolling. Whether you use a new convertible, a well-filled bathing suit, or a feathered jig as bait, trolling produces results. This is Kurt Gowdy for Monitor Outdoors.
Now a word about Zebco.
Want to land a salmon weighing over 50 pounds? Then let's go fishing in the Arctic waters of Norway. This Norwegian fishing expedition, arranged by Safari Outfitters in Chicago, is just one of six hunting and fishing adventures you can choose from if you're the grand prize winner in Zebco's American Outdoorsman Sweepstakes. I'm Jim Thomas, the outdoorsman, urging you to enter now where Zebco Redhead and Dryback Sports products are sold. Hundreds of prizes, nothing to buy, in Zebco's American Outdoorsman Sweepstakes.
Boy, we're prohibited by law.
Listen for Monitor Outdoors throughout each weekend. Now this from the Florida Citrus Commission, Lakeland, Florida.
Keep it in the refrigerator or carry it in a picnic basket. Store it in the attic or take it to the ball game. No matter where you keep it or how you carry it, make sure you have plenty. Canned Florida orange juice, the portable, storable way to enjoy real tongue-tingling, vitamin-packed Florida orange juice in the big 46-ounce can. That may sound like a lot of real Florida OJ, but it might not be enough for your bunch of active, thirsty youngsters. So, if you don't want to lock it in a vault or hide it in a cave, buy an extra can or two today. It's so easy to keep around and almost as easy to cart around. Canned Florida OJ. That's any brand of real Florida orange juice. Keep plenty on hand and let the gang enjoy all they want.
Music of Percy Faith on Monitor, my favorite things from the Academy Award-winning Sound of Music. In one moment, the retiring coach of the Boston Celtics. Monitor Sports is brought to you by Plymouth Fury, Belvedere, Valiant, Barracuda, Plymouth, 66.
Many roads lead over the horizon, each of them an adventure, a call, a moving away from the ordinary. Reach for a special adventure with Plymouth's full-size Fury Silver Special. The specially priced Fury Silver Special, specially equipped inside and outside. Imagine a lustrous silver finish of beautiful buffable acrylic enamel, deluxe upper door moldings, sporty white walls, deluxe wheel covers, and that's just the beginning of this special adventure. Inside the Fury Silver Special, you'll find an exclusive blue all-vinyl interior. Sound exciting? It is. Everything about the Fury Silver Special is exciting, and its very special price makes it easy to own. See and drive the Fury Silver Special now at your Plymouth dealers. A special car at a special price. Plymouth, a great car by Chrysler Corporation.
The most successful coach in the history of pro basketball, Red Auerbach of the Boston Celtics, will step down from the current NBA playoffs to devote himself solely to the general managership of the club. This week, Auerbach named his successor, Big Bill Russell, who will be a player coach. Auerbach's on the other end of a monitor phone. So, Red?
Why Russell? He wasn't your very first choice, was he?
Well, that's kind of a loaded question. Actually, he wasn't. For many reasons. One, of course, I was interested in Frank Ramsey originally. And the other one was simply that Russell, I thought, and had so indicated in the past that he had no desire to coach.
Mm-hmm. How hard do you think it will be for Bill to be both a player and a coach?
Well, I think it's a little difficult. I think it won't be as difficult with our ball club because it is fairly well organized and most of the players have been here a while.
Mm-hmm.
And they get along so well that I'm sure they'll cooperate. Plus the fact that he has an organization that's pretty well set and he won't have any problems in that way.
Red, the press has made much of the fact that Bill Russell is the first Negro coach in any major sport. Do you think that'll be a help or a hindrance?
Well, we don't even discuss that at all. As far as I'm concerned, I disappointed Bill Russell because he's a man for the job, and we don't even consider the other aspects at all.
I see. Now, how long did it take for you to convince Bill that he should take the job as your successor?
Well, I asked him about it, and he said that he'd like to think about it for a while, and we kicked around for about a month, and then he came back and said to me, if you still want me, I'd like to give it a shot. And that's about the extent of it.
That's it. Hey, how about you, Red? Won't it be difficult for you to watch games next season from the front office rather than from the bench?
Well, I don't think so. I think I've had it. I feel it, and it's been 20 years, and it's a lot of games, and you might as well quit while you get that feeling that you should quit.
Yeah, well, you got the Lakers 3-1 in the playoffs. I could win it all in Boston tomorrow. How about that game?
Well, we'll worry about that tomorrow. it's just one of these things that, as corny as it may sound, you do have to play them one at a time, because if you let up 1 minute, they can come back at you swinging and get off the ropes and put you on the defensive right away.
All right, one last question. The Auerbach trademark has been that cigar. How many do you think you've smoked during your days as a Celtic coach?
Quite a bit.
A roomful, probably. What's that?
Quite a lot of them.
Red, it was nice talking with you. Thank you very much for this interview.
Thank you very much for calling.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
We've been talking with Red Auerbach of the Boston Celtics, who will step down as the most successful coach in pro basketball history after the current NBA playoffs. Nice if he takes that all. How about some baseball? In the National League, Atlanta 5, New York Mets 4. Earlier, we erroneously called them the Milwaukee. Remember Milwaukee? Chalk that error up to me. Houston 4, San Francisco nothing. Chicago Cubs 2, Los Angeles Dodgers nothing. Philadelphia at Cincinnati postponed rain. In the American League, Baltimore 4, New York Yankees 3, Washington 5, Detroit 3, Cleveland 5, Boston 4, the Indians remain unbeaten. California 4, Minnesota 3. The Phillies have purchased outfielder Harvey Keene from the Chicago Cubs, no price announced. And now this word about State Farm Mutual.
Hi, fun seekers. Jackie Vernon here. A few days ago, when I decided to buy a new car, a friendly agent for State Farm Mutual offered to meet me at the showroom, so that from the moment I selected my new car, I'd have the protection of the world's largest car insurer. In the showroom, the State Farm agent was very helpful, even suggested what color car I should have to fit my personality. Bright gray.
Monitor keeps you right up to the minute on sports throughout the weekend. More scores as they come in. Try to stay with us on Monitor, coast to coast. You folks in Seattle, Washington, are tuned to KING. Hello, Seattle, from Ed McMahon. I'll be back.
Monitor, exploring the weekend world on the NBC Radio Network.
It's circus time. See Ringling Brothers and Bonham and Bailey Circus, the greatest show on earth. Now through May 15th, Madison Square Garden. Get tickets now.
Hello, this is Ed McMahon. Right now, I'd like all of you to get a postcard and a pen and pencil. You got one? All right, go get it just for a second. Da, 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 da. You have it? All right, now write down your name, your address, your telephone number, and your area code. Put down the area code, even if you live in New York. Finished? All right. Now address that to Fortune Phone, Box 8866, Radio City, Post Office, New York, New York. I'll wait for you. Now you're ready to play the Fortune Phone game with me Monday through Friday from 10 to 12 on 660 Radio. You better listen, because sooner or later I'll give you a call and you can win prizes and money. So send me that postcard. I've just got to talk with you.
Metropolitan New York Area News next on the Conversation Station, WNBC, AM and FM, New York.
At 29 minutes before 6 o'clock, it's 57 degrees in New York, and this is Bill Rippey with the latest WNBC News. Two alleged leaders of a ring of parking meter thieves are due to land at Kennedy Airport soon. Charles Zambito and Richard Diamond were arrested yesterday in a Cleveland hotel room. More trouble in the newspaper merger. For that story, here's NBC News reporter Peter Oakes.
The Mailers Union broke off negotiations late this afternoon with the publishers of the new World Journal Tribune. Mailers President Thomas Laura said his men would report for work at their regular times at their regular jobs. That is, their jobs with the old papers, not the new merged paper. Laura said the publishers have not sent out any dismissal notices. The Mailers Union president said his union has a contract with the three old papers, not with a new merged paper. He said this contract is not assignable to a new corporation. Laura said that the talks at the Publishers Association are not real give-and-take negotiations, that the management people don't seem to know what they're doing. Representatives of the Newspaper Guild, the Photo Engravers, and the President's Union are still behind the closed doors of the Publishers Association office. So far, there has been no statement from the management side. Peter Oakes, WNBC News, at the newspaper talks.
Mayor Lindsay says he's concerned about the plans of City University to cut the size of its freshman class this fall, but the mayor offered no immediate solution. He said relief can come only from the state legislature. There is a bill before the legislature that would provide $400 million for a construction program at the university. Federal investigators today found the flight recorder of the American Flyer airliner that crashed in Oklahoma. It is hoped the recorder will reveal the cause of the crash that killed 81 persons. The chartered aircraft was taking soldiers to Fort Benning, Georgia, from Fort Ord, California, when it crashed last night. Radio Peking claims six U.S. planes were shot down today while bombing targets in North Vietnam. This is Bill Rippey reporting.
Again, good afternoon from Monitor and me. I'm Ed McMahon. How about some music, like I Love a Rainbow, which is new by Lorne Greene.
When this busy, topsy-turvy world begins to get me down and make me blue, guess who makes it all worthwhile when she looks up and with a smile says, Daddy, I love you. All of a sudden my world is lit up. When I see you in that get-up, your mama's heels and a ribbon in your hair. Cherry lips and big blue eyes in a dress that's twice your size. You look like a dream standing there. I love a rainbow, and you're my rainbow. Love, love, love. You keep my skies baby blue. Every time I look you over, I'm rolling in four-leaf clover, just to know you're mine to have and hold. I know that heaven sent you, and heaven surely meant you to be my little heart of gold.
I love a girl named London, Miss Julie. She's coming up on Monitor in about a minute. Joe Garagiola admires a former Olympic swimmer named Weismuller, Johnny, of course, who's now 62 years old and still swims up a storm. Joe on the subject of Johnny in about 15 minutes. In less than 10 minutes, our special guest, TV's Ben Gazzara.
Attention, please. Flight 3.
When the New York Airways copters first landed on the Pan Am building, only Astrid and Marty on the ground crew smoked L&M's. Now John Meehan's come over. When you've got today's best taste in smoking, people find out.
Come on over for the taste of it. Come on over to the L&M side.
When you've got today's best taste in smoking, people find out.
Dacron by DuPont, a man's way to look great, stay neat, presents Monitor on Stage. Star performances recorded live at leading theaters and nightclubs around the world. You'll hear Julie London in just 1 minute.
What do you wear to look great?
What do you wear to stay neat?
What do you wear? What do you wear?
Dacron, a man's way to look great, stay neat.
How do you know your suit is tops?
How do you know you'll feel your best?
How do you know? How do you know?
Dacron, a man's way to look great, stay neat.
Wrinkles have it a chance when your suit's got Dacron.
Trouser creases last when your suit's got Dacron.
What styles, what colors, the best in the land.
The finest of fabrics
in every top brand.
What's a man look for to get a fine suit?
What's a man ask for when he buys a suit?
What do you look for? What do you ask for?
Dacron by DuPont. A man's way to look great, stay neat.
See fine tailored suits with Dacron polyester by Varsity Town at your favorite store right now. Here's Julie London on stage at the Royal Box of the Americana Hotel in New York.
I'll go away by myself. That's how it comes. Well, I'll deny myself, love and laughter and friends. Gray clouds in the sky above ever stop all my fun. Well, I have to fly high above all my place in the sun. I'll face the unknown. Well, I'll build a world of my own. There's no one knows better than I myself. I'm by myself alone. I go my way by myself. That's how the comedy ends. I have to deny myself love and laughter and friends. Gray clouds in the sky above have but a blot on my phone. I have to climb high above for my place in the sun.
Monitor on Stage, this weekend featuring performances by Julie London. Now a word about Varsity Town suits. Why not wear the finest tropical suit made? A suit of Dacron polyester and worsted by Varsity Town Clothes. The wool is so fine, it's rarer than cashmere. It's blended with wrinkle-resistant Dacron into the lightest, coolest fabric going. and Varsity Town Clothes tailors it with all the care it deserves. Discover how luxurious a summer suit can be. Try on a suit by Varsity Town Clothes with Dacron.
Dacron by DuPont. A man's way to look great, stay neat.
You're on the Monitor Beacon.
A child will cry himself to sleep overseas tonight because all he had to eat today was two bowls of rice. You or your group can feed, clothe, and educate that child for 50 cents a day by adopting him financially through Foster Parents Plan. You choose a boy or girl in Greece, Hong Kong, Korea, the Philippines, Vietnam, Colombia, Ecuador, or Peru, and get his photograph and case history. Every month he writes you, and you answer. You get his photograph and his case history. You learn how it feels to... He does how it feels to eat nourishing food, to see a doctor, to go to school, in new clothes. Would you adopt one of the thousands of children anxiously awaiting foster parents who can understand the cry of a child for bread, regardless of the language? Write Foster Parents Plan, Box 944, New York 8. If you like sports, you'll love Bill Mazur weekday afternoons at 5 on WNBC, AM and FM, New York.
Ed McMahon for Monitor. And I'm pretty astonished by the fact that on Monday nights, millions and millions of Americans are spending an hour of their time in exactly the same way. They're in front of their television sets, watching the same program. Monitor reporter Shirley Eder talked with the star of the show.
Ben Gazzara, we're talking about 27 million people watching. Yeah. Run for Your Life.
And you know that not even a small percentage of that amount saw John Barrymore. Ever.
You can work all your life and be in one Broadway hit after another.
And never be seen, never be known in the hinterlands. I didn't know it until I left Los Angeles, because here you live in your car. You know, you go to the studio, to your house, back. But I went to San Francisco for a weekend. It's a cosmopolitan city where you walk the streets. And their heads were turning, Ben Gazzara. It's the first time I'd felt it. And that was after a year's work, you know. I had never felt the impact of television. Until you enter the supermarkets and go among the people, walk the streets, and then you see that you're known by all myriads of people.
Do you enjoy doing it?
When the material is good, I enjoy it as much as I enjoy the theater. When the material isn't good, it's gruesome because the hours are so long. And it's a matter of getting home in time to kiss your children goodnight, and quite often not even that. You see your children on weekends. Very rough.
And then you're tired on weekends.
That's right.
Let's face it.
That's right.
Know, that's not, doesn't give you much chance for any kind of social life, seeing friends or anything.
That's true. It's very hard work. Very hard.
Ben, are you a happy man? Is success all it's cracked up to be?
No, but I've never been satisfied. You know, we all have dreams and things we want to do, dissatisfactions in ourselves, also dissatisfactions with our work. Want to improve all the time. I would like Run for Your Life to be doubly better next year, you know. And I think it has a chance to be a far more exciting show, as exciting as it is, as good as it is. It can be better.
It must be very tough for a man who has supported his family and supported them well, and then to have to sit around and wait for offers.
Awful. Not only in the monetary, a man always worries about making the income to live the way he's gotten used to, his family's gotten used to, but to sit around, the anxiety, so to sit around and not practice your craft, not act, and that's the reason I did the series. There weren't enough plays, and there weren't enough movies. So I'd have periods of months where I'd sit around. I'd say, what am I going to do? I'll take up basket weaving. I need something to do.
Ben Gazzara, has your wife, Janice Rule, had to give up much of what she wanted career-wise? Because of a happy marriage.
Well, she has a really remarkable outlook on the whole actress mother thing. I've never felt a shred of I'm sacrificing this job for it. She would rather be with the children, you know, so that she has turned down a great deal of work. But now that we live out here, it's far easier. I want her to work. She gets better and better. She's a wonderful actress. So that. Living in California has made that easier, because when we lived in New York, she'd have to commute. She'd come out and do a television show, to have to fly away from the children. But here the children are at home. And she's been doing movies, and the hours are not as ferocious, except for a woman they are.
No, and then they're finished after a certain number of weeks.
And they're finished after a certain number of weeks, yeah.
Ben, do you always want to be an actor, or is there, you know, would you aim or strive?
I would like to direct someday. That's what I was going to ask. Yeah, I would. I would. I don't know whether I'd want to give up acting entirely, but I don't know, later on in life, it might get tougher and tougher to get up there and expose yourself. So directing is something that intrigues me. I know I am good with actors. I know how to draw performances out of actors. Now we'll see whether I can manipulate the camera.
Ben Gazzara, thank you very much. We're looking forward to Run for Your Life, a whole other season, and stay well,
thank
will you?
Thank you. And nice seeing you again, Shirley.
Monitor reporter, Shirley Eder.
Jim Thomas reminding you to enter the American Outdoorsman Sweepstakes wherever Zebco Outdoor Sports products are sold.
Later on the show, a very fine group of guests, Tony Martin, for example. He'll tell you how he chose his professional name. And actress Claudia Martin, daughter of Dean Martin. She'll talk about the lively hospitality of the Martins' home. Selma Diamond will also visit. Selma has the lowdown on those highbrow ladies' shops where it's frequently difficult to get a sales lady to talk to you without the proper financial credentials. You'll meet a millionaire later on Monitor. He's a credit card tycoon. So, a very entertaining evening's ahead for you if you travel through the weekend world with Springtime Monitor.
Want to be hot and sticky again next summer? Of course not. Then get Bryant Whole House Air Conditioning now at pre-season prices. You can enjoy a cool, comfortable summer for less than you'd think. Bryant dealers are installing 1966 Quiet Line Air Conditioning at 1965 prices. They can fit the payments to your budget, as little as $14.60 a month. It depends on the size of your home. And Bryant Quiet Line Air Conditioning can be added to any adequate forced air heating system in a matter of hours. Then you'll be all set for summer, before summer comes. What's more, Bryant Quiet Line Air Conditioning reduces dirt, dust, and pollen, and also the heat, humidity, and the stickiness of summer. And because you can keep the windows closed, the house is cleaner and quieter. Play it cool. Call your Bryant dealer. He's in the Yellow Pages. He'll tell you all about the low pre-season prices. Bryant.
Wasn't that encouraging news we heard a while ago from Houston? That Marcel DeRutter, the man who was given a partial artificial heart on Thursday, has shown some improvement today? Doctors say he appears better in every respect. And they're hopeful that many, many victims of heart attacks can be helped as a result of this type of surgery. It gives me the feeling that in our troubled world, there are still people who are devoting their lives to serving humanity rather than destroying it. Haskell's Orchestra with a tune called The Happy Whistler. Now, Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola, brought to you by the Great American Insurance Companies, protecting the nation through hometown insurance agents.
Most of the great ones from the golden age of sports are gone, but I'll be back to talk about one who isn't, right after this word from the Great American Insurance Companies.
Morning, sir.
Hiya, Ben. Fill her up.
Say, they really fixed up your car.
Never know I had an accident, would you?
Slick job. Must have cost a bundle.
It did, but I was covered by insurance. You can't beat that good old deductible.
You're telling me. I just got it on the house.
Deductible for a house?
Sure, homeowner's deductible. Great American puts it on. Works like car insurance. Great American pays everything over the deductible, according to the terms of my policy. By eliminating small claims, Great American passes the savings on to me. I can get more coverage for the same money.
Homeowner's deductible. Sounds like a good deal. What company was that again?
Great American Insurance.
Where do I get it?
From my insurance man. Give him a call. Or any other insurance man that sells Great American. He'll give you the full lowdown. Best deal I know. More insurance without paying more. Can't beat that.
The way it works is this. People make a movie, and when it's released, they hire somebody who's famous to travel around and get his name in the papers or on the air. The idea is that the famous person will mention the name of the picture. I want to talk about a fellow who's been doing that lately, so to be fair about it, I'll mention the name of the picture. It's called Morgan, and so much for that. The man who is doing their promotion work is Johnny Weissmuller. Johnny is no stranger to the movies. Hollywood used to pay thousands of dollars to writers who would sit at their typewriters all night, then come into a studio in the morning with dialogue for Johnny to learn. A lot of people made some cracks about how good an actor Johnny was, but I've got to believe that it's just a little bit tough to win an Oscar on the basis of swinging from one tree to another and in between coming up with clever lines like, "Me Tarzan, you Jane." But long before Johnny Weissmuller was Tarzan, he was Johnny Weissmuller, and that was something pretty special to be. The 20s were great years for sports. There was Babe Ruth and Bobby Jones, Bill Tilden and Red Grange, and right up in that kind of company where he belonged was a swimmer named Weissmuller. How good was he? Well, let's take just one meet as an example. It was the National AAU Indoor Championships in 1923. He won the freestyle at 50 yards, then at 100 yards, then he won it at 220 yards, then he won it at 500 yards, and in between he was an anchor man on the 880 relay team, and they won too. Despite all of this, Johnny was ready for more, so he asked what events were left on the program. An official told him, only the 150-yard backstroke, and that's not one of your events. It is now, said Johnny, who entered, won, and took 6 seconds off the world record. But the Johnny Weissmuller legend didn't grow off one day's work. He held just about every record from 50 yards to the half mile. He won 5 Olympic gold medals and 27 national championships. Today, Johnny Weissmuller is 62. If you met him and didn't know him, he could pass for 40. He still swims every other day and plays a lot of golf. His game isn't good now, he says, although he once had it down to a 2 handicap. Johnny is pleased to hear from people like Olympic swimming coach Jimmy Conzelman that today's swimmers are getting back to the Weissmuller style. Johnny says, I use the 6-beat American crawl, but my power came from the arm pull. I would stroke down to the opposite hip so I could get maximum drive. I suppose they got away from that, but now I understand they're getting back to it. During the course of his travels plugging the picture, Johnny came up with 2 bits of news that surprised me. One interviewer asked him how long it had been since he had been to Africa. And Johnny said, I've never been to Africa in my life. We made all those movies in California. Can you imagine that? Tarzan has never been to Africa? And the other point was when someone asked him if he could really outswim a crocodile. And Johnny laughed and said, sure, you probably can too. They move faster on the ground than they do in the water. And Johnny Weissmuller should be an expert on moving through the water. And this is Joe Garagiola from Monitor Sports. Now this word for Colt 45 malt liquor.
Most people who try Colt 45 for the first time have 3 reactions. I wonder what makes it so smooth. Or, I wonder where all that flavor comes from. Or, hey, this party isn't so dull after all.
A completely unique experience. Colt 45 malt liquor.
Product of the National Brewing Company, Baltimore, Maryland.
Joe Garagiola is one of our monitor regulars. Hear him weekdays on NBC Radio. Wonder what he does in his spare time. Well, there's a man in nearly every community who does such things in his spare time as serving the local chamber of commerce, ringing doorbells for the community chest, and seeing to it that high school driver training classes have the cars that they need. That man is the new car dealer who displays the emblem of NADA, the National Automobile Dealers Association. These dealers believe in serving their communities. They suggest you join them in making your city a better place in which to live. I'm Ed McMahon, NBC Monitor News, coming up on the hour. This is Henry Morgan. Starting next Saturday evening, I'll be getting in on a good thing. Monitor. Keep in touch with the world on weekends. Morgan, your host on Monitor on NBC Radio.
Why fly to Athens for authentic Arnie Sugla? Stay right at Kennedy Airport and enjoy this superb dish any lovely evening at the Golden Door Restaurant. Chef Hermes takes tender baby lamb cubes, skewers them with tomato, green peppers, onions, and mushrooms, sears them briefly in leaping flames, dipping the morsels in his own version of the traditional Greek kebab sauce. This magnificent dish is bedded down on soft, fluffy, flavored rice in all its hot and appetizing glory. And while you're waiting for your Golden Door captain and waiter to serve it to you, you sip cool, refreshing drinks and munch on tasty appetizers high atop the International Arrival Building, overlooking the world's most exciting airport. You are about to enjoy another adventure in gourmet dining. So any lovely evening, come to the Golden Door Restaurant. We suggest phone reservations in advance. 656-4600. Just think of the travel time you'll save.
In order to help beautify America, WNBC presents Mimi Benzel daily at Shepherd's on WNBC AM and FM New York.